Yes, dear. Yes. I'll be home right after work. Okay, I gotta go. Love you too. Oh yeah, I need you. Okay, bye. Well, hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. What time are you expected to be home every day? Did you ever have a curfew? Or maybe you have one now. The title of our lesson is, Are Curfews Effective? Are curfews effective? And what is a curfew anyway? We'll find out. And what time should teens be home? That's the topic of discussion in today's Viewpoints lesson. So let's get started. Are curfews effective? What time should teens be home? Some parents give their teens a curfew to keep them safe and out of trouble. But is a curfew really effective? Helene and Renee are both parents of teenagers in the same class.
Hi, Helene! How are you?
Hi, Renee.
Well, I'm a little disappointed.
What's wrong?
Tonight's concert doesn't end until after Abby's curfew, so she won't be able to go.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I won't bend the rules because it's a school night. So, what time is your son Jackson's curfew?
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章第一个重点我们看 curfew 这个名词。curfew 是指门禁时间。例如 the college dorm curfew is 11 p.m. Anyone who returns later than that needs to get permission in advance. 这个大学宿舍的门禁时间是晚上11点。任何人超过时间回来都得事先申请批准。或者是 Molly's parents were mad at her because she stayed out past her curfew last night.茉莉的父母亲对她很生气，因为她昨晚超过了门禁时间回家。Curfew 也指宵禁或者是戒严。例如 ,This man was arrested for breaking the curfew. 这名男子因为违反宵禁规定而被捕。继续我们看的是 disappointed 这个形容词。它原本是 disappoint, 使失望这个动词的过去分词。当形容词是指失望的或者是沮丧的。例如 Patrick is really disappointed in his father because he seldom fulfills his promises. Patrick 对爸爸感到很失望，因为他很少实现他的承诺。或者是 the boss is disappointed with the outcome of this project. 老板对于这个企划的结果感到失望。如果字尾的 ed 变成 ing, disappointing 也是形容词，意思是令人失望的。例如 disappointing job performance 是指令人失望的工作表现。
Thank you so much, Michelle. And yes, as you can see, curfew could mean different things. It could mean a curfew that is imposed by the government or a curfew that your family gives you, right? But the idea is the same, that you have to be home or off the streets at a certain time.
So our lesson is called, Are Curfews Effective? Do you think curfews are effective?
Well, it depends on the person that you're dealing with, I think, and it depends on their maturity. That's my opinion anyway.
Okay.
Right. What about you? What do you think?
Do I think curfews are effective? We'll see. It really depends onthe child's age or the person's age. For example, like when I was in college, we had a curfew. Our curfew was 10 o'clock p.m. We had to be back in the dorms. Now looking back, I feel like that's a little unreasonable. However, I think if you have a kid, 10 years old, 11 years old, having a curfew is very reasonable.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, it depends on the age of the person.And friends, our lesson is a viewpoints lesson, and so of course we're going to hear lots of different opinions about this idea of having a curfew. Are curfews effective? What time should teens be home anyway? That's the whole idea.
Some parents give their teens a curfew to keep them safe and out of trouble. Let's talk about that phrase, out of trouble.
Yes, if you're out of trouble, that means you are well-behaved most of the time, and you don't do things that get you into trouble. You're staying out of trouble.
Well, you know who usually likes to get into trouble?
I know. You're going to talk about your cat, Mittens, again. Mittens loves to get into trouble.
Hey!
Is that right?
I would love to talk about Mittens. I was actually thinking about toddlers, you know, 2 and 3 year olds.
Right.
They have this tendency to get into trouble, so I have to watch them so they stay out of trouble. But yes, Mittens does get into trouble a lot.
Yeah. Well, friends, what about you? Do you get into trouble a lot, or are you staying out of trouble? Sometimes people ask me that just for fun. Even though I'm 34 years old, I don't get into trouble, but people will still say, hey, how are you doing these days? Are you staying out of trouble? So it could be just a fun question to ask your friend. But we continue here. But is curfew really effective? Is it really effective to have a curfew?
Helene and Renee are both parents of teenagers in the same class. Renee says, hi, Helene, how are you?
Helene says, hi, Renee. Well, I'm a little disappointed. And before we move on with this conversation, disappointed is a word that appears in our word bank, but this phrase, a little disappointed, maybe you're not super disappointed, but sometimes we use this phrase, you know, I'm a little sad about this. I'm a little disappointed.
Peggy was a little disappointed because she wasn't able to go to the New Year's Eve party.
Yeah, good example. That sounds like me because I'm an extrovert too. But what about you, friends? What makes you a little disappointed? And you can replace this adjective with other adjectives. Usually we use negative ones, right? I'm a little sad about this, or I'm a little angry about that.
Ah, that's right. Well, Renee asks, what's wrong? And Helene responds, tonight's concert doesn't end until after Abby's curfew, so she won't be able to go.
Huh. Okay, so she's not disappointed in Abby. She's not disappointed in the curfew that she has for her daughter. She's disappointed in an outside event and that they have this event that ends after Abby's curfew. Okay, I guess I can understand that.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, what if it's an awesome event, though? What if it's, you know, like a really amazing concert, classical music, you know, you really well-cultured, you know, event, and you're preventing someone to go just because they have a curfew? What do you think?
Well, I guess, according to Helene, it doesn't really matter if this is a great event because she's not going to bend the rules. She says, yeah, I won't bend the rules because it's a school night.
And if you bend the rules, that means you have rules, but maybe sometimes you're just not as strict or you don't think it's as important to keep the rules.
Joel's company will never bend the rules. Once you're late, you are late.
Okay. Is that your company, friends? Don't bend the rules. Well, friends, we're learning about some parents who have teenage kids. But let's learn more about teenagers in
the Info Cloud. Hello, friends. Are you a teenager? Well, if you're anywhere from the age of 13 to 19, you are a teenager.
Why? Just say the numbers out loud. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Only the numbers between 12 and 20 have the word teen in them. And we often use the word teens to refer to these numbers. For example, tomorrow's temperature will be in the low teens, so bundle up.
So the age bracket for teenagers is 13 through 19. However, even though an 18 or 19-year-old is technically a teenager, he is not usually referred to as one due to the fact that he is already considered an adult.
And speaking of an adult, there's also the term young adult. Even though we see the word adult in there, a young adult is really someone in their late teens. Many bookstores and libraries in America have a young adult section where books written for junior and senior high school students are kept.
Now, if someone is not quite old enough to be a teenager, we might call that person a preteen. Someone between the ages of, say, 9 and 12 would be a preteen.
Another word for a preteen is tween, which is mainly used in the U.S. A tween is a child between middle childhood and adolescence.
Yes, tween is actually a combination of the words teen and between. The term is often used by marketers who are trying to sell products to kids in the tween age range.
Teenager, 字典告诉我们是青少年，但严格讲 ,teenager 指的是13到19岁的青少年，因为只有13到19的英文字当中才有 teen 这个字。但是 18, 19, 虽然定义上是 teenager, 但18、19岁的人已经不是青少年，一般我们也不会用 teenager 来称呼他们。再小一点的年龄，从9到12岁是所谓的 preteen, 少年。这个阶段的孩子在英文还有一个字 tween, tween 是由 teen 跟 between 所组成的一个比较新的字。另外 young adult 是指刚过青春期但还差一点就要进入成年的人，在出版业它是指年龄在13到17岁左右的读者。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Where is that kid? He's 15 minutes late. His curfew was at 9:45. It's 10. Gaby!
Huh?
I see you. You are late. Your curfew was at 10.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm a big boy now. I'm 34 years old, Mom. So can I just, go to my room?
You are getting a little tall, and you are getting a little old. Okay, just go to your room, but next time, can you arrive on time?
Oh, my goodness.
curfews. Well, let's learn more about curfews right now.
Are curfews effective?
He doesn't have one. How does he know when to be home?
He knows to be home at an appropriate time.
Doesn't he need more structure?
We've discussed an appropriate time for him to be home. We trust him to stick to that.
He's still pretty young. We give Abby strict guidelines.
Kids certainly need boundaries. But being too strict can discourage them from being responsible.
Well, teens aren't always responsible. They can get into a lot of trouble when they're out too late.
OK, 接下来我们看 structure 这个名词 ,S-T-R-U-C-T 这个字根有建立的意思。所以 structure 是指架构、构造或者是体系。例如 ,the management structure of the company can be seen on their website. 这家公司的管理组织架构可以在他们的网站上看得到。Structure 在今天的课文中指的是规范或纪律。例如 ,the new coach brought more discipline and structure to the team's daily training.这位新的教练让球队每一天的训练都更有纪律跟规范。最后我们看的是 boundary 这个名词 ,B-O-U-N-D 这个字根有界边界的意思。所以 boundary 是指分界线或规范。例如 ,parents should set clear boundaries for their kids to guide and protect them. 父母亲应该要替子女设立清楚的界限来引导及保护他们。或者是 the invention of VR might blur the boundaries between reality and fantasy. 虚拟实境技术的发明可能会混淆现实与幻想的界限。Boundary 也指边界。例如 there's no natural boundary between these two nations. 这两个国家之间没有天然的边界。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Let's continue with Renee's line here. He doesn't have one. Who doesn't have what? Renee's son, Jackson, who is a teenager, doesn't have a curfew.
Well, if you remember earlier, Helene asked the question, so what time is your son Jackson's curfew? He doesn't have one. Helene asks another question. How does he know when to be home?
Oh, how will this kid ever learn if he doesn't have a curfew? Well, Renee says he knows to be home at an appropriate time. Appropriate time. Okay, so this makes me think that, some people might define appropriate in different ways. What might be an appropriate time for you might be too late for somebody else.
And Helene responds by saying, doesn't he need more structure?
Huh. And before we continue, let's take a look at this word from our word bank, structure. That's right. Okay, so this is an arrangement of different parts to make a whole, right? And a whole that works together, okay? So it's kind of an order, maybe a pattern. Maybe there's a sense of predictability in a structure.
And this actually reminds me of children, especially 2, 3, 4, 5-year-olds. Throughout their day, they really need structure.
Why is that?
Well, because it helps to train them.
Okay.
Like 2, 3-year-olds, it really helps them if someone says, okay, Johnny, now it's time for you to color. Okay, it's 2 o'clock. Now you can watch your show.
Oh.
Okay, now it's meal time.
Oh.
That's called structure.
Good. But I'm just taking mental notes, Rebecca, for when I have kids. I want to give them structure in their life when they're young, you know. Give them discipline and structure, yeah? That's good. Okay.
It's very good.
Well, we continue here about curfews. Renee says, we've discussed an appropriate time for him to be home. Okay, so they've already discussed this. I think that's really important, okay? It's important. The basic thing is to communicate with your kids or teenagers or young children about what is and what's not appropriate.
We trust him to stick to that. Let's take some time and talk about this phrase, to stick to.
Yeah, to stick to. This is a fun phrase. It means to continue to make sure that you are doing something. You're sticking to what you want to do.
For example, now we plan to leave for Hualien tomorrow at 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I really would rather if we were to stick to that.
So you don't want us to change the plans? You don't want us to leave at 5 p.m. instead?
No, because we planned to leave at 1 p.m. We made arrangements to leave at 1.
Okay, good. So let's stick to those plans.
Yeah.
Very nice example. Okay, well, we continue here. Helene says, he's still pretty young. We give Abby strict guidelines. All right, what are strict guidelines? Well, if you have a strict rule, you might call that a strict guideline as well. So basically, it's the idea that there are rules that are very strict, and you need to keep these rules or follow these guidelines.
This reminds me when I was in college. I took a Shakespeare class, okay?
Good.
And my instructor had very strict guidelines that we needed to follow when writing our papers.
Huh.
If we didn't follow these strict guidelines, then we would get our paper back and the grade would be deducted, an entire letter grade.
Oh, wow. Just because you didn't follow?
Yes.
You couldn't bend the rules?
We could not bend the rules. You had to follow the very specific strict guidelines.
Wow. Okay. To have strict guidelines or not to have strict guidelines? That is the question. Well, we continue here. Kids certainly need boundaries, but being too strict can discourage them from being responsible. This is my favorite point so far. Okay, you don't want to discourage kids from being responsible. But maybe if you're a parent, you also don't want your kids to be out too late. If you're out late, that means you're outside the home maybe later than you're expected to be.
So mom might say, hey, yeah, it's fine for you to go out. I just don't want you to be out too late.
Yeah, or maybe it's later than normal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we need to do things and it takes a long time. What about you, friends? Are you ever out late or do you always get back home early? Right now it is time for us to go to the SC Challenge. Yes.
Hello, everyone. Today we have a very special guest. We have
Joy!
Joy! Joy always brings me so much joy. Well, Joy, do you know what today's topic is?
I believe it's curfew.
That's right. We are talking about curfews. Did you have a curfew growing up?
I believe I did for a while.
Okay.
But I think it was just like a mutual understanding that you have to be home at a certain time.
Ah, okay. Well, then I think you'll enjoy talking about today's topic, curfews. Well, I have a few questions from the lesson. Let's see how well you know today's lesson. First question, why is Helen disappointed? Now, you remember, Helen is one of the characters in the story. And why is she disappointed? A, Abby got late. B, the concert ends too late. C, Abby went to bed too late. Or D, Abby was late for work.
I believe it's B, Abby, the concert ended too late, so Abby wasn't able to go.
Is that your final answer?
I believe so.
Well, that is correct. Great job, Joy. You get 1 point.
Hey.
Next question. What time is Jackson's curfew? A, 9 p.m. B, 10 p.m. C, 11 p.m. Or D, he doesn't have one.
He doesn't have a curfew.
Really?
Yep.
That's correct. Good job. 2 points for Joy.
Yay.
Last question. Why doesn't Jackson have a curfew? A, his parents trust him. B, he didn't want one. C, he is never out at night. Or D, he doesn't obey his parents.
I think it's A, that his parents trust him.
That's correct. Great job, Joy. You got 3 out of 3. Well done. And friends, I'm sure that you were able to answer all of our questions as well. So, do you think curfews are important? Talk about that with your friends. We'll see you next time.
Okay, so who do you agree with so far? Renee, who is a little more lenient with Jackson, or Helene, who wants to keep strict guidelines?
I think at this moment, that's a very difficult question. Maybe I need to learn more in tomorrow's lesson.
Oh, all right. Okay, friends, maybe that's you too. Make sure to come back next time to finish this lesson right here at
Studio Classroom.
We'll see you there.
Bye-bye.
Oh, okay. Standing there right by your side, truly your friend for life. A friend loves at all times, a friend helps at all times, a friend trusts at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime, a friend gives at all times, a friend cares at all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.